Hello everyone, it is Wednesday, April 1st, and it's time for another Quick Update. This week on Quick Updates, webinars, a letter to our officials, and Life Day in Calgary. As I've mentioned in previous weeks, we've launched a series of webinars that you can take in from the comfort of your own home. This week, I've asked each of the presenters for the next set of webinars to give us a short description of what they hope to focus on.
Hey everyone, yeah, so we have two webinars coming up tomorrow. They're gonna be a bit of a different take on the webinars that ARPA Canada is doing. We're gonna have three panelists. It's gonna be myself, my colleague Tabitha Ewart, as well as special guest Kathy Wagenthal. And we're gonna be speaking about everything from why pro-lifers need to get involved in elected politics to Kathy Wagenthal herself sharing about her private members bill that seeks to prohibit sex selective abortion and what we can do to support that and why that bill is an important first step as we seek to protect preborn human rights. Looking forward to seeing you all tomorrow.
Thanks, Colin. I just want to say thank you to everybody who's participated in the We Need a Law webinars this week. We've had great participation, some great questions, and it's just really good to spend time talking about these issues as we have extra time to do so. We're going to keep the webinars going. We're hoping to have some special guests next week, so please do look out for next week's webinars and make sure you register and come and just learn more about the pro-life movement.
I have the pleasure of continuing ARPA's series of webinars next week with Politics from Eternal Perspective. We've been trying to keep the coronavirus in perspective over the past couple of weeks. We also need to keep all of our politics in perspective, in eternal perspective. So join me next week as I delve into questions about what political success looks like from eternal perspective, how Christians should be involved in the political system and in political parties, and also what is the role of the state and how far can they go to accomplish their God-given ends. Join me next week to learn about politics from eternal perspective.
Hey, thanks, Colin. Well, I can't wait to do webinars next week for grade 6 and 7 students. The topic, Reform Perspective on Authority. We're going to learn some Greek. We're going to talk about Lego. We're going to talk about rock. We're going to talk about sand. But most importantly, we're going to talk about how content we are when we submit to the authority of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Back to you, Colin.
Thanks so much, guys. John's webinar is running at 8 p.m. Eastern tonight, and Mike will be joined by MP Kathy Wagenthal for tomorrow's webinars. Ed Levi and Tabitha will be hosting their webinars next week. We'll be releasing next week's schedule very soon. You can go to arpacanada.ca/webinars for more and to register and when the schedule comes out as well. Mark now joins us to talk about a letter from ARPA Canada to our elected officials.
Thank you, Colin. Over the past week, the ARPA team and I have wrestled with what to communicate with our government officials in light of the COVID-19 crisis that our land is facing. With much deliberation, we penned this letter here, and we sent it to all the federal and provincial leaders. It includes encouragement, comfort, and appreciation, and it acknowledges we don't know God's purposes through times like these. But it also shares the truth that God's hand does press down on those who disregard him, and our nation has been disregarding him. Although there is much talk of care for the vulnerable today, at the same time, our leaders keep pushing ahead with broadening our laws on assisted suicide. We're on track to euthanize over 6,000 people this year alone. That's in addition to the approximately 100,000 preborn children who lose their lives to state-sponsored abortion every year. Now, we acknowledge in this letter that the fault doesn't just lie with our leaders. We all share in it. We all fall short of the standard God wants us to live by. Instead of despairing or pretending that there's nothing wrong, God invites us to look to Him for grace and also to follow Him. Will you please join us in praying for the Holy Spirit to work powerfully through this crisis and also through this letter so that our leaders may look to God for their strength and direction? We'd really appreciate that. Thank you, Colin. Back over to you.
Thanks so much, Mark. Emma from Calgary joins us now to talk about Life Day and how they're making that work during social isolation.
Hey, my name is Emma, and I am the president of the ARPA Club here at Tyndale Christian School. For the past couple of months, we were planning something called a Life Day. We originally got this idea from Coldwell Christian School. This was to include speeches, games, crafts, activities, things like that. And then the coronavirus came in and canceled school and everything along with it. Rather than just stopping this event and putting to waste all the hard work we've put into it, we decided to adapt it to the current situation. So a package was sent out to our local school community with a devotional and other activities that they can do at home. We're doing this because celebrating and recognizing preborn human life and rights is not something that you have to be in a school building to do, but rather you can do at home, in your kitchen and living room. We hope that everyone who received this package will be able to participate in it and enjoy some of what we had planned for this original idea.
Thanks so much, Emma, and thank you for all your work with the school club there as well. That's all for this week. Thanks to you for watching Quick Updates. Please do like, share, and subscribe, and we'll see you next time.